Okay, we now have Janice, Carol, George, Pete, David, Rob, James, Teresa, Ray, and myself. So, 7, 8, 9, 10 people, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm inclined to get going here. Unless there's any objection, do you think we should? I mean, we have to just review the agenda. You know, there's some stuff we have to do before we get right into the heart of it. So
let's do it.
I think we should jump into it. So, John, our web person, you should put us on. And if there's some way, John, that you could tell us that we are on the air or on the web.
You're on.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, first I want to just thank everybody for being on the call and everybody who is listening on the webcast. Of course, we don't know how many of you are out there, but this is Leslie Kagan from New York, and there are at this point 10 of us from the Interim Pacifica National Board on the call. I believe you all have got your packets, with the material for this, for the two versions, the two drafts of the bylaws, also the one draft with the two versions of them running side by side, the memo from Carol Spooner, the chair of the committee on the bylaws, and then also the information, the ballot about amending the articles of incorporation. What I would propose that we do is first start with the issue of the Articles of Incorporation, because I hope and believe that should not be controversial, that we start with that and vote on that. Then I know that there's also a motion that Carol wants to make about setting up a legal fund, should we run into legal problems or challenges with any version of the bylaws that we adopt. And then after that, unless there are other motions, then move into the discussion of the two drafts and try to, see where we are and take a vote, and see what we can come to. Who got on the call?
Charles just got on the call.
Charles. Okay, great.
Hi, Charles.
Hi.
Charles.
Go, Charles.
Okay, so I just want to review who's on the call right now. It's Janice K. Bryant from New York, Carol Spooner from the Bay Area, George Barnstone from Houston, Pete Bramson from the Bay Area, David Furtick from Los Angeles, whose birthday it is today. Happy birthday, David.
Happy birthday to you.
Rob Robinson from Washington, D.C., James Ferguson from Washington, D.C., Teresa Allen from Houston, Ray LaForest from New York, Charles Smith from Houston, and myself, Leslie, from New York. And then somebody else just joined?
Jabari.
And
hi,
Jabari Zakia from Washington. So we now have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 people on the call. Everybody is on except Bert Lee, Marion Barry, and Dick Gregory. So we were just getting underway.
Where's James Ferguson?
He's here.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, I'm sorry, I missed you.
If you hear the music in the background, it's me.
Okay.
Okay. So,
this is Dave Furtick. If I could, relative to the agenda proposed,
yes,
that we move the articles to the end of the agenda instead of the beginning of the agenda.
Okay, why? Can you just explain?
Well, because, frankly, the language of the bylaws, once we adopt them, they're not adopted fully yet. They still have to be approved by the left, right?
Right.
The articles amendment, in order for those to amend, they have to be, there's a statement in there that says we have no members. That's a problem. Because, frankly, we do have members. Those are the local advisory board people, and that's based on the Adelson lawsuit. And I think that we need to shop that article amendment
I see.
To a lawyer as well as perhaps to the bylaws.
So you mean waiting on this not just to the end of this agenda, but not taking this up today? Is that what you're...
Well, yes, frankly. And if we don't pass the bylaws and it doesn't come up, so why wrangle over it? And if we pass some bylaws, then the issue is, well, okay, what do we do with the articles? And that, I believe, will hopefully result in a reference to attorneys to deal with the language. And what could happen, and I don't want to get into the substance of it, I just think we should, so I'll just refrain and just say, I'm suggesting we move it to the end of the agenda.
Okay, is that okay with people? Does anybody have a problem with that? Okay. So then let's do that. We'll at least come back to it at the end of the agenda, depending on what happens during the course of the meeting. Okay, so then the second thing was, Carol, you have a motion that you wanted to bring forward?
Yeah.